Application is change of zone 1611. It's the application of B&M Property Development LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southeast end of Route 58B, 1/2 mile north and east of Route 54, and to be located on 146.67 acres, more or less. Or excuse me, 146.68 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 26th of 2007. Again, for the record, the applicants provided the commission with a copy of an exhibit booklet, which is being passed down by Mr. Cole. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department. Coleman Bunning and Jay Murray were present with John Sergovic, attorney, Jerry Friedel and Mike Wigley of Davis Bone and Friedel, and Ed Lene of Environmental Resources Incorporated. And there was testimony given. The commission found there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. For the benefit of the council, also, I have copies of a large site plan, of the colored site plan in the booklet. Easier to read. That's all I have, unless you have questions. I received no additional agency comments on this application.
Mr. Sergovic.
Thank you, Mr. Rippon. For the record, my name is John Sergovic. I'm with the firm of Sergovic and Ellis, and we represent the applicant B&M Property Development LLC. I will give a short overview of the project and a very short statement about compliance with the comprehensive plan update of 2002. The applicant application will be presented by Mr. Wigley, an AIA of Davis Bone and Friedel, with respect to the site plan. Mr. Lene is here to answer any questions. I don't think you want a detailed wetlands report. Mr. Friedel of Davis Bone and Friedel, professional engineer, will give you an engineering overview, and I will then conclude with a very short compliance statement. Basically, the project is off of 58B. It consists of 146.68 acres. The proposal, which went through PLUS, was for 240 plus units. Because of wetlands and conditions of the market and sensitivity towards the environment, the project's been reduced to 74 townhomes, and as a result of the Planning Commission meeting, we've reduced it by another one single family dwelling lot so we could remove wetlands from all the lots. The project is located under the land use map and plan at page 10 of the 2000 update as in the environmentally sensitive districts. And as far as compliance, the plan basically observes that for the last 20 plus years, the inland bays have been attracting retirement communities and resort communities, and the plan addresses that those the environmentally sensitive districts should be developed sensitively. It recommends 4 dwelling units per acre for single family and 10 dwelling units for multifamily. The project is well under the requirements. We have approximately 3.86 per upland acres. We're taking out all state wetlands in that calculation. This actually is not what you would call infill zoning, but it's really completion zoning. Over the last 20 plus years, the 54 corridor west of Fenwick has been gradually rezoned for this type of use. The use is very compatible with the adjoining neighbor, Mallard Lakes. It's very similar to Bayville Landing because it's a mix of townhomes and single families, and it's compatible with Bayville Shores, and it's also compatible with a refuge, which is also developed by our clients. With that overview, I'll turn it over to Mr. Wigley to go over the plan details.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Mike Wigley. I'm an architect and site planner with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. And what I'll begin with is by showing you the overview, give you some idea of the orientation of the property. You can see over here about 146 acres is outlined in yellow. North is up. This is Little Assawoman Bay. You can maybe make out Route 54 as it travels west to east here. And 58B, as Mr. Sergovic mentioned, comes right in through here to access the site at this point, and then ties into Route 54 at this location. As he mentioned, there are several projects already developed around the property. They range from a Treasure Beach over here, a campground. Mallard Lakes is a multifamily community. Bayview Landing is single family. Bayville Shores is all multifamily. The refuge is a combination single family, multifamily, and some commercial. So the proposed Bayville Point project is consistent with the other projects that are in the area and is a combination of single family and townhouse style condominiums. What I'd like to do, Mr. Sergovic mentioned that we do have a revised site plan that has taken the wetlands out of all the single family lots that were in the original plan that was presented to planning and zoning. And if I may, I'll pass out copies of the revised plan. And this larger site plan illustrates those changes that were made.
Is that in the book, or are the changes in the book, or we got...
The plan that's coming through right now shows the changes. What's in the book was the original site plan that was part of the planning.
And what is the total number of units now?
172.
Not 242, 172.
That's right. The planning and zoning submission was 172.
You look it on your screen, too.
With this particular site plan, the orientation has changed. North is now to the left. You can see that there is a great deal of tidal wetlands that's shown in this area. Non-tidal four wetlands are also delineated on the site plan. Essentially, what we tried to do with the plan was institute a series of roadways that help break down the project into various neighborhoods. We've done that so that we could phase the project a little better. As with an RPC, if market demand dictates, there is an opportunity to perhaps change a product on a phased basis. But what we're proposing to show is a combination of public roads, which each of the fee simple single family lots access, and private roads, which are accessing the multi-family structures that you see located along the wetlands east of the project. The single family properties, the minimum size is 7,500 square feet. There's really only one of those in this location. The other phases are 8,300, 8,400 square foot minimum, but the average size lot is 10,700 square feet on the property. What we're trying to do is utilize a series of curvilinear streets that follow the contours of the property as the wetlands and wooded lands afford us. I think it lends to a unique streetscape in those areas, and what we've tried to do is use the ponds and those natural features to shape the overall site and location of buildings. Each of the single-family lots would have two off-street parking per code. The multifamily component of the project is what we call townhouse-style condominiums. We have provided three parking spaces per unit on this plan, one of those being garage Most of them have driveways that would also be considered parking and inadequate guest parking. We have also, I think, have a pretty comprehensive amenity package that strings along the property, beginning with a pocket park, if you will, over this part, linking with trails. We have stormwater management ponds, which we think are visual amenities. We tie in with a central clubhouse swimming pool area that's accessible from the main road coming in. That ties into a gazebo fishing pier type area. It's really just more pedestrian related, more of a visual amenity, if you will, but that tying in with the stormwater management pond and then the trail system coming through, tying in with a basketball court, a gazebo at this end of the property. We have about 1.7 miles worth of trail system. That is exclusive of the sidewalk system that's also introduced, sidewalk being at least on one side of the road throughout the entire project. We also have a trail system over here that accesses uplands, wooded uplands, that's being reserved as a picnic park and other park access to the community over in this location. So we think we have a pretty comprehensive amenity package. As far as the numbers and statistics, Mr. Sertovic mentioned we have about 146 and a half total acres of property. State wetlands represents about 86 acres. 404 wetlands is 15 and a half acres. Most of that is currently wooded. We have about 4.5 acres of right-of-way. All said, based on the RPC, the net site area is about 55 acres. Based on the density allowed for this, that would permit 242 units. As we mentioned, we're providing 172, which amounts to 3.1 acres of the defined RPC site area. If we took out and just looked at the uplands, it's about 3.84 density of proposed uplands. Our parking spaces are met. We've got a few extra for the amenities areas. We're also retaining 80% of existing woodlands, and what you can see here is we're showing existing wooded areas. Some areas being cleared slightly to introduce some of these units and this roadway system back over here. There'd be selective clearing on the individual lots for the single family. So all in all, what we're trying to do is create an interactive community, one that all the residents and all the lots can access by foot, the amenity areas, and we're just trying to introduce a very socially responsible type of community where the residents can interact and enjoy the features of the project. And with that, I'll turn it over to...
Yes, Mr. Lene, who many of you probably know, is the wetland scientist on this. If you have any questions, he's delineated it, and of course we're waiting for the Corps' JD determination, and we of course won't do anything until we get that, but I think Mr. Lene knows pretty much how to stake a wetland. But if you have any questions for Mr. Lene, he's here to respond to those.
Can I ask? I'm just looking through some of the responses to the plus. They requested a 100-foot buffer, and you said there's a 50 in this?
Right, we're complying with the county ordinance.
Okay. So it's 50 feet from state wetlands. Not the federal. There's no buffer from the federal wetlands or anything, right?
We've excluded all wetlands from any lots or any of the townhome sites. There is a possibility that there may have to be a small uplands crossing to access the most easterly townhome complex.
Okay, and they also cite in here that there's a substantial loss of the forest, which I guess is that back section and all that stuff.
Well, actually,
is there any intention to cutting the trees in a federal wetland?
No, there's no intention. That's why we're setting off against those wetlands. We do intend to permanently restrict the state wetlands lying to the northeast of the townhomes from any even being able to obtain a permit to interfere with those state wetlands.
That'd be a concert.
But on federal wetlands, is there, are you doing anything to protect the trees that are on the federal wetlands?
If you would like us to restrict clear cutting of those trees, we can add those to our proposed conditions.
There's nothing to prevent it, as I know of, but they're citing that there's they're concerned about it, right?
I understand that, Mr. Cole. The design should tell you that we have no intention of interfering with those wetlands.
I understand. Well, the design, I know, but it doesn't say anything about that you can't go across that line and take the trees out. I know, but I'm just, unless you say
again,
that you're...
Again, if you propose that as a condition, we
okay,
have no problem.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Do you have any problem with that being...
No.
Okay, that's where I'm getting at. I understand.
Call Mr. Friedle.
Call numbers.
Good evening. Jerry Friedle, principal engineer, Davis Bona Friedle. A couple things on the forest. There's no structures or modifications of the forested areas in the wetlands and Ed Linnae can clarify this, but there is management potential in that people could go into the wetlands and cut the trees down in the 404, but that's not the intent of this project. They're going to retain those trees.
Well, if it's not a condition, if the project gets sold to one of the big national developers, they just go in and do what they want. Okay. I'm just trying to, if we can protect it, it'd be nice to protect it, so as a condition.
And the other aspect of the forestation is that we're retaining 80% of all of the existing forest on the property. So there's only a small portion that's being taken down.
They were making it sound like there was
That's plus.
Plus, yeah. The plus report sounded like there was a substantial reduction of the.
No, it's not.
Okay.
On some of the engineering issues, the project is within the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, and in your tab D, there's a letter from Mr. Ashman indicating that there's adequate sewer capacity within the district to serve this project at 4 units per acre. They do indicate that upgrade of pumping station number 30, which is at Route 54 and 381, will be required before complete build-out of the area. So they're recommending a limitation of 60 units per year in the construction mode. The water will be supplied by Artesian Water Company. Fire protection is Roxana Volunteer Fire Department. And the standard utilities for the area, the Delaware Electric Co-op, Verizon, and Comcast. From the standpoint of stormwater management, we will meet the Sussex County Conservation Service requirements and also implement best management practices. Retaining the forest here is part of that aspect, and there'll be a natural filter of nutrients. When converting what is agricultural property, to residential, it's easy to demonstrate a significant reduction of nutrients to the bay in that fertilizers are not as heavily applied. From the standpoint of the road networks, Route 58B is the primary service link. It's the only service link to Route 54. 58B, as some of you will remember, at one time had a poultry house right at the very corner of it, and that has since been removed, so we have good sighting distances. I have some pictures that I can pass out. There's multiple copies of each. I just wanted to point out that those sighting distances far exceed 55 mile an hour speed limit requirements, even though the posted speed would be less in that area. The State Highway Department will also require the upgrade of 58B with respect to the existing paved surface. They will require the developer to install two 11-foot lanes and shoulders if the right-of-way permits. And so there'll be a significant off-site improvement cost on the project.
I got it right on the map.
There were included in the appendix, you will also find under, I believe it's tab F, the plus comments and responses. And I think as far as review comments are concerned, we've received some, I would call them favorable responses on the resubmission. Of course, they would always like to have more, but we did cut density where there are 50-foot buffers required. That's the minimum. A lot of the units actually are further away than 50 feet just based on the geometrics of the property. So it's we feel it's fully compliant with all the legislative intents. Thank you.
Mr. Bunning's here on behalf of B&M Properties if you have any questions. If not, in our booklet, and I'm not going to go through the entire booklet, we have a tab number G, a proposed finding of fact. A couple of things I'd like to correct on that is we have reduced the single families to 98 to take out a lot that was had some wetlands in it. We're not proposing to restrict the entire 83.73 acres of state wetlands. Just we're proposing to restrict the area to the north and east of the townhomes. It'd be very difficult to impose that restriction on the pocket of wetlands, which are surrounded by the 404s. We have no problem, Mr. Cole, with adding to the conditions a restriction on any interference with growing trees in the 404 wetlands. We would all obviously like to be able to remove dead trees or and also be able to do some clearing so that we can enhance our views. But if you want,
that means you'll be cutting trees.
No, if they're dead trees, we'll be cutting them. But if it's just bush and bramble and stuff like that, so we can actually enhance the trees, I think we should be able to do that.
Well, the vegetation, they tell me, is what helps the water quality. So,
again, it's a question of what is the best practice for those 404s. And we have suggested as one of the conditions that we use best management practices with respect to all soil disturbances. I think that's number at any rate, the other things I'd like to point out in closing is in the plus comments, they've noted that this is the area is an investment level 3 area and that the applicant's plan with in response to those comments, I think, meet the investment level 3 concerns, and also we have mitigated any impacts on wetlands and soil disturbances. Basically, the residential planned community is the design implement for development in the environmentally sensitive district. And we've included 18 conditions, and you could add the 19th, which is clear cutting of the wetland foliage. But I would like the ability to remove dead trees and be able to grub out type of things like phragmites that can grow in that kind of area. And that concludes our presentation.
Is there anyone else here who would like to speak in support of this application? Anyone here wishes to speak in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. The commission deferred. Mr. Lang.
Question. In reference to the number of units, it's still 72 townhouse units and 98 single-family. You said single-family lot, right?
74 townhomes and 98 single families. Okay. On the plot plan that was introduced today.
Mission's deferred. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Make a motion, we defer.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to defer on CZ 1611. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Additional business, need a motion to adjourn? Mr. Cole, your motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion, second adjourn, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? So carried.
Hold on, all right.